Blackstone Audio presents Revolution, The History of England, Volume 4, by Peter Ackroyd. This book is read by Derek Perkins. 1. What do you think of predestination now? The king had fled in the face of an invading army. Even though James II had reached the safety of France and William, Prince of Orange, was ensconced in Whitehall, it was not at all clear who was the true sovereign of Britain. So a convention, halfway between an assembly of notables and a parliament, was called at the beginning of 1689. Since no recognised king was readily available to call an election, it was a somewhat hasty and improvised affair. But it was not without the most important consequences. It marked a revolution in the affairs of state. The convention met towards the end of January 1689 to consider the respective positions of James and William. There was at once a conference on the meanings of a throne deserted or vacant, a learned debate, but one driven by the need to exclude forever the absent king. The Commons finally declared that James II had abdicated, but there was no such term in law, so this was essentially a legislative fiction. Yet there was no plausible alternative to the usurper's rule. As an authoritarian Catholic, James had been the worst possible monarch for a strongly Protestant nation. The fact that a group of notables had asked William of Orange to intervene in an increasingly fraught situation had granted a measure of legitimacy to the prince's easy conquest. Yet he could not be seen as a king by conquest. That would bring back horrid memories of William I. Whom good